British are coming! The British are coming!
Historian Ray Raphael has spent years unearthing some of the myths of the American Revolution. His book is called Founding Myths, and so on this 4th of July, we asked him to highlight some of them, and also to Truth Squad this 1976 song about the Revolution from Schoolhouse Rock. So here goes.
Now the ride of Paul Revere set the nation on its ear.
Okay, stop. The British are coming, the British are coming. Paul Revere set the nation on its ear. Myth or fact?
That would be a myth.
Okay, let's continue.
When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun. The die was cast, the rebel flag unfurled.
Okay, pause. When the British fired in the early dawn, the War of Independence had begun, the rebel flag unfurled?
Flag unfurled? Heavens. I'll have to go with myth.
Okay, carry on.
Now at famous Bunker Hill, even though we lost, it was quite a thrill. The rebel Colonel Prescott proved he was wise. Outnumbered and low on ammunition, as the British stormed his position, he said, hold your fire till you see the whites of their eyes.
That's still in dispute today, and there's a big story behind it.
So myth and fact?
Myth and fact.
Ray Raphael, let's move on to some other myths. It is, of course, 4th of July. You say this isn't even the right day to celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Well, no, it is the right day to celebrate the Declaration of Independence. It's not the right day to celebrate the signing of the Declaration or the right day to celebrate independence. The vote for independence was on July 2nd, 2 days before, and the first signing of the Declaration was not until August 2nd, a month later.
Why do we celebrate on the 4th of July? Is this something that we invented for a reason?
Well, John Adams wrote a letter to his wife Abigail on the 3rd of July, the day after they voted for independence, and saying, the 2nd of July will always be remembered and will be celebrated with parades and illuminations and patriotic speeches and
it'll
be a
John
grand
Adams.
National holiday. And, I mean, he described the 4th of July to the T, but he called it the 2nd of July with good reason, because that's when we became an independent nation. July 4th was when the Declaration of Independence got sent outwards into the states to be read, and it was under the dateline July 4th, and so that's how July 2nd became July 4th.
Many of us who have been to Bunker Hill, a wonderful place in Boston, beautiful square, know the story of Colonel Prescott telling the rebels not to fire until you see the whites of their eyes, the British, of course, he's referring to. This is not true.
He might have said that, and then other people say, well, Putnam might have said that. And I'll tell you why they might have, because people had been saying it for years. It was a very common saying.
Did they mean it literally? Did they mean it literally? Don't fire on the British until you see the whites of their eyes?
If they meant that literally, we would have been absolutely overrun. You can try this experiment. Go have somebody charge at you
with a gun,
shooting at you with all the dust. See when you see the whites of their eyes. It's going to be within 5 yards.
You would be dead.
They can, if they haven't fired, they can pretty much reach out their bayonet and stab you.
Okay, we're obviously sticking with the Boston area because this is, of course, where it all began. Paul Revere, anybody, again, who's been to Boston, has been to the Old North Church probably, where that ride began.
Listen, my children, and you shall hear the midnight ride of Paul Revere.
Indeed.
Yeah, those lines and that story was concocted 86 years after the fact by Longfellow, who was trying to issue a call to arms for the Civil War. And in fact, Paul Revere was one of many riders that night. He never looked at those signal lanterns. But we have this image, this entire revolutionary—
One by land, two by sea.
Yeah, one if by land, two if by sea. And Longfellow's poem has him and his horse, the only two characters in the poem, sitting there waiting for that lantern. Well, that was somebody else waiting for the lantern. And he took an entirely different route. And that somebody else just rode off and disappeared from history. We have no idea where they went.
Ray Raphael, why do these myths persist? I mean, we know what they are. We know that they're not true. And yet we still repeat them and basically believe them.
Well, one reason we believe them is that they're good stories. They were meant for kids, and that's where we still learn them. We learn them in our textbooks. And they have clear characters, you know, we can identify with. A child can't remember, you know, the whole host of characters that made the Revolution, but he can remember George Washington, Paul Revere, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, a handful of individuals. And most of us really have ingrained our history from that childhood experience, and we just don't move beyond it.
That's Ray Raphael. He's a historian and author of 13 books, including Founding Myths, Stories That Hide Our Patriotic Past. His latest is called Founders, The People Who Brought You a Nation. Ray Raphael, thank you so much, and happy 4th of July.
And happy 2nd of July, the nation's birthday, July 2nd, 1776.